Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting the second line on the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, "Akitniyos mishi yikvor." The kitniyos, once you do put it into kfar, once you put it into a sifter and you clean out the dirt from them, that's the Gemara Malacha. That's when they're chayv and Maiser. Says Gemara Tani, "Aval koiver hu miktsas v'toyer min a kover al she'ino kover." So here we have a chiddush by kitnias that we don't have in other fruits. Usually, when you have something which is gemar melacha, you finish the work on it, and then you have some fruits which are not gemar melacha. So the ones that are gemar melacha, they're chayv and meiser. The ones that you didn't finish the work, they're not chayv and meiser. You can't do meiser from one on another. But by kitnias, even if you have some of the kitnias that did not go through the sifter, you still could do meiser on them from the ones that did go through the sifter. Why is that so? The reason is because people do take kidneys and they do bring it into the house even when they're not completely siftered, even if they're not completely clean from the dirt. My timer, what's the source? The Gemara brings a pasuk. People that work in the field, they eat mixed with dirt. Meaning it is normal for people to eat kidneys with dirt. Says the Gemara now, according to this, Kovar b'shus ha'egdesh u'put b'doyoy, if the kvara, meaning the sifting, happened when it belonged to Hegdesh, and then he redeemed it. So usually, as we saw earlier, when you do the Gemara melacha b'shus ha'egdesh, it's not chayv meiser. But here it's different. And we're going to use here the girsa of Reb Chaim. Me'achar shu'yichol lechol menu b'loikach, because he doesn't have to do the sifting as we saw before. As if he didn't do anything by Hegdesh in his chayav, meaning this kvara, this sifting, is not really necessary. So therefore, if it was done with Birshus Hegdesh, it doesn't really affect the fruit so much, and it doesn't make it Birshus Hegdesh. And the Reb Chaim brings over here, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that any time you have something done by Hegdesh, which doesn't really affect the fruits as much, it does not make it Birshus Hegdesh, and it is chayav and meiser. So says the Gemara, hey, see, Ruchinu asked a question. Shiloh v'kipo is the cleaning of the wine. You take out the dirt and the sediment of the wine. If you did that b'shus ha'egdesh, so then the din is that he's potter. It's potter from Meiser. So answer the Gemara based on what we just learned before. Omar of Yudun, Tamon, I'm using here again the years of Reb Chaim. Tamon, yifshar loy, shiloh yishle v'shiloh yikpe. There, people don't drink the wine with the dirt. You must go and clean up the dirt from the wine. But here, he could avoid the sifting because people eat it with the dirt. That's the pasuk we quoted before that shows that people do eat the kidneys with dirt. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani aval koile tu mitachas akavoro ve'oichel. Even if you put the kidneys through the sifter, if it did not fall down to the ground, still in the air, falling from the top of the sifter in the air, you could still eat it outright. It's not chayv and meiser. Why is that so? Explains the Gemara of Chesamun base. Because when it goes in the air, from the top of the sifter to the bottom of the sifter, it gets a little more cleaned. The air cleans it a little bit more, takes away some of the dirt, it doesn't allow it to land in the bottom of the sifter. It's not that anything happens to them, but just until they didn't knock, they didn't rest at the bottom of the kli, they didn't finish the malacha. You pour it through the sifter, now it's in the air, it's not finished yet until it comes down and it rests. So the machlokes is, does anything happen to it in the air, or just the fact that it's in the air that makes it in the middle of the process? It says more about tanin and ayayin mishi yikve. We learned in our Mishnah, the wine, when you put it into the lower pit, so once you clean it up, it's chayav and meiser. But whatever is in the gasel, you're in the top pit, or in the pipe going down from the top pit to the bottom pit, that's not chayav and meiser. So mandom Hashem chusarim nicho, if the problem is that until it doesn't rest, it's still in the middle of the process, nicho, then we understand the same thing over here. The wine, until it doesn't come to the bottom pit, is not yet finished. But mandom Hashem chusarim leruach, but if you say the reason why it's in the middle of the process is because something has to happen to them when the kidneys go through the sifter, the wind still has to blow on them. That's good by kidneys. All you see by wine when it's in the top and going through the tzinor. Answers the Gemara, mechusaru b'shvarv. It is still a problem because although the wine over here is being cleaned, but The real cleaning happens only when it goes to the bottom pit. And there, when it sits at the bottom pit, the shmer and the sediments go down to the bottom. But while it's still in the gas el yoino, in the top pit, or in the tziner, in the pipe, it's not yet fully cleaned. So it's not only that it didn't rest, it's also not fully processed. And that's why it's not chayav in maaser. Continues the Gemara and says a similar question on the next part of the Mishnah. Hey, Sir Rabbi Yomim Bar Gidu. Rabbi Yomim Bar Gidu asks the question. The oil, when it goes down to the pit where the oil is, but when it's in any other part of the oil processing, then it's not chayav in maaser. So says the word, same question. If you say the problem is it did not rest, nicho. Also here, it did not rest, has to get to this resting place in the pit where the oil sits. But according to the Randoma that says, bekidneris, you still need to have something happen. The wind has to go and process them. What will be the case by the oil? What still needs to happen? Just going into the pit. Says the word, no. It doesn't clear, the oil doesn't clear from all the dirt while it's still in the middle of the process. Only when it gets to that final pit, its resting place, that's when it clears. So it's not only the resting, it's the fact that you still have something that needs to be processed, so it's not yet completely finished. So the Gemara concludes, there is one Doma that says that maybe there's nothing that still has to happen, just the fact it doesn't rest. It is potter for the Meiser. And then there's another one Doma that says no. Only if there's still some processing that has to happen over here. Says the Gemara, in all the cases of our Mishnah, the kidneys, the oil, and the wine, you all can explain that there's still some processing that needs to happen, and that's the reason that in those cases when it's still in the middle, there's no chiyuv maaser yet. Now the next part of the Gemara goes into an entire next amud, so therefore we'll stop over here, we'll start from there in the next daf, and with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Maaseres Daf Ches.